All of it. So, and telling me all of the stuff that you told me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So that I can get that down, because that's...
Okay, so we have it both ways.
Huh?
So we have it both in print and...
No, this isn't done, and this is also not correct. I need for you to correct it, and I need for you to then complete it.
July 21st, 2010.
This is according to the way I remember it.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to...
Can we do an invocation?
Absolutely, absolutely.
July 21st?
Nice.
I think it fits again.
Always does, huh?
Well, should I read yesterday's too?
Let me tell you something, Ramdas. There have been many times when I'm watching a video of Guru Mai that happened from years ago, and she looks directly in the camera and looks directly at me exactly at a moment when I'm thinking something, and I attribute my thinking to her command, and that she's looking at me right in that moment, even though it's on the video, that there's a coordination.
Yeah.
An absolute total coordination.
It's magical. It's absolutely magical.
That's the girl.
Yeah. Right.
This is what we opened with yesterday, Dominic, and I think it fits as well as today. The Vedas, the ancient scriptures, do not agonize about why human beings suffer. They approach suffering very realistically. They accept that there is suffering, there is sorrow, but they want to overcome it, either by recapturing the happiness that has been lost, or by transcending the human condition entirely. For them, the fact that there is ignorance, that reality has a dark side, only means the light is missing. When the light of God, the light of the truth, strikes the darkness, then the darkness disappears. Guru Mai.
Yeah.
Today is Baba, July 21st. Just as night can be ended by day alone, cold by heat, and sins by virtuous deeds, so ignorance can be destroyed only by knowledge. Japa, austerities, fasting, sacrifices, and other rituals cannot dispel ignorance completely. It is knowledge that fully reveals the nature of God. The light of the soul is indeed the light of knowledge. Baba.
The light of the soul is indeed the light of knowledge. That's why having the experience in the space between the hypothesis and our hypothesis is a spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same as Shankaracharya said in his book, Self-Knowledge. Just as fire is the direct cause of cooking, so knowledge and no other form of discipline is the direct cause of liberation. And this, what Baba is saying there, is not that.
Yeah.
You can't get it from doing japa, you can't get it from doing... That doesn't give it to you, knowledge gives it to you. But doing japa can get you to knowledge. All right, that's one thing.
Did you get a dream?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't. But I wanted to say that, would you read this again, yeah. Ramdas? Because there's something that happened with you in the last dream that we did, Dominic, that I wanted to emphasize, and that Baba brings that up here.
Just as night can be ended by day alone, cold by heat, and sins by virtuous deeds.
Okay, that right there. That right there. Sins by virtuous deeds. Sins are destroyed by virtuous deeds in the same way that heat destroys cold, in the same way that darkness destroys, or that light destroys darkness. And this thing about you killing all these animals all this time, you know, you have to understand that that is gone, that there has been forgiveness of all of that, and that it's totally inappropriate for you to think badly about yourself in regard to that I ever did that. And in the same way that Baba forgave you for that, Guru Mai forgave you for that, you need to also forgive yourself for it. And absolutely never talk about it again. Never think about it again. And that's what happened last week in that dream. That dream came up and we did that work because that self-forgiveness was unfinished business. And I've been carrying that with me ever since. And I'm just taking this opportunity because he's bringing it up here to re-emphasize that.
Cool. I accept that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And then you do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a matter of we think that we're in a certain state, and then we get a dream that shows that we're still holding on.
Right. Right.
To whatever.
To a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A real block.
Yes.
Okay, so that's that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so now Ramdas and I are signed in to an unknown number. And we're working now to study the identity type. You sure you want to listen to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to guess it too.
It's not going to bore you?
Yeah. Yesterday, neither of us had dreams.
Oh.
And then I remembered before I came over here that I'd had another dream like a week and a half ago, the Sagittarius dream. And so we used that and worked it through.
I had a dream last night, and it was a nice dream too. I mean, but I don't remember. I should have wrote it down.
All right. So here we are. I don't have mine. And
now we're gonna study identity types without a dream.
No, he's got.
I did get one this morning.
So we're gonna study.
Oh, you did.
I was talking about how it always seems like such a blessing. Like I'm thrilled because it's so out of my control. Like I just please give me a dream, and there's nothing more I can do about it. Except be alert, be awake, and be alert to, oh, there it is, hey.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and tell us the dream.
I'm one of two men conversing in the background in this dream. It's slightly out of focus except what's being said. The other man says, this is happening all the time. And then there's a pause, and it says, look at him. And he's in the spotlight, it comes Karna. And he has some kind of disease, maybe eczema, on his hands, kind of like in there. He has a smile on it. Karna has a smile on his face. And all the light in the dream is around him. Like he's very clear, very much in focus.
Wait a second. But he has eczema on his hands.
Something probably. Okay. I'm guessing eczema.
Karna or the man?
No. The man says in the opening of the dream, this is happening all the time. And then he says, look at him. And then Karna appears. And I think he's referring to the thing that I don't usually see in Karna is something like eczema, some skin thing on his hand like there. Mm-hmm. And Karna's smiling and...
with light all around him.
Yeah, he's the guy in focus. This other guy and I, and I think we're probably in our 40s, and it's like... We're back there, we're just kind of looking at the world. And he makes this comment and then points it out. And Karna is very clear. It's light. It's easy to see him. And that was the end of it.
Okay. sorry, Dom, the reason I'm laughing. Oh, God. The reason I'm laughing is because Karna, do you know him?
Yeah.
Karna Matrix?
Yeah.
Well, they were studying, they were practicing nonviolent communication together a lot.
Right.
And what else were you guys doing besides nonviolent communication?
We did the home study course last year.
Together. And they actually they're both born almost at the same time. They're both Sagittarians.
No kidding.
Yeah.
A day apart.
Their birthdays, right? Like, and you're this exact same age, aren't you?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
December 3rd. His is the 2nd. He's in New York. I'm in Tacoma, Washington, born.
And they got to the point where they got kind of fed up with each other. They got kind of full of each other, you know?
Yeah.
Well, at least I did.
Oh, at least you did.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not sick of you. You're sick of him.
Well, he became sick of me. Maybe. I don't know. You have to ask him.
You guys were butting heads, huh?
One time.
No, what was going on was not enough was going on. It wasn't deep like we're experiencing here.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, I tried to get more from him, but he can only give so much.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to him and he felt offended. I thought I put it in a very non-blaming way, but he took offense and he said, the next week, you know, we ought to just dissolve. We ought to
He suggested it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fucking outcome, ain't it?
It was a blessing. To me, it was a blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, what's his sense?
So.
When we practiced nonviolent communication together, it was much more alive.
Okay.
And he got it somewhat. He actually transformed his being a little bit over the years.
Okay. So anyway.
Anyway.
So today's July 21st. Ramdas just said he signed into a new identity type. And his dream is I and another man who says, quote, this is happening all the time, unquote. And the two of us are just standing there looking at the world. And all of a sudden, Karna, he says, look at that guy. And
first he says, this is happening
all the time.
This is happening all the time with the open... Well, whatever he's saying, he points out and he says, and Karna appears and he says, look at him.
Okay, the way that I heard it, he says, look at him, and then Karna appeared. Now you say it.
Yeah, Karna, I think so. I think that was the
sequence. Now you're saying that Karna appeared and he said, look at him.
I think the guy said it first, and then Karna appeared.
Right, because he saw him before you did.
Probably.
Yeah, that's the way I heard it.
Okay. You haven't asked me about the smile yet.
No, I wrote it down that he has a smile.
You haven't asked me what kind of a smile it was.
No, but he has light
all around. What are you going to ask me?
He has light all around him, and what's he smiling about?
What kind of a smile is it? It's a shit-eating grin.
Oh, because he just ate a mouse?
Because of my attitude.
Karna?
I also love him, Dominic.
Sure.
I just want him to interact with other people.
Stay over in your own fucking house.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
It's
good
like
enough. I love you, and I wish you the best. And
yeah, it's like my ex-wife, you know. I'm divorced from her and everything, and she's even did me another favor. She fucking died. But I still love her.
Great.
Especially even now that she's dead, I even love her more.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that weird?
No, I mean, there's no risk of her coming back, see? And she tried coming back so many times. Anyhow, Okay, so...
So, we're looking
that's
first
it.
Of all.
That's yeah. it, okay. Yeah. So now, what is your attitude? What are you doing?
Well, I'm observing. I'm interested in what this guy is observing. I'm not doing anything, really, other than observing.
What are you feeling?
Whatever it is, it isn't very strong. I feel kind of detached.
Detached from what?
From what's going on. So he points, the other man points this guy out and says that, and it's just kind of...
Okay. And what are you guys looking at? We're looking at the world?
It seems like that. Or it's like sitting at a sidewalk cafe, maybe, and just watching the crowd go by along the sidewalk, kind of like that.
Do you see a crowd going by on
no,
the sidewalk?
No, no. I'm just making a comparison there.
Okay.
We're watching the world, is the impression I've got. And this man is making comments, giving commentary on the world.
Okay.
And maybe he has some point that he's trying to make, but I don't know what it is.
Does he want something from you?
He wants me to listen. He wants my... He would like me to be interested.
He wants you to be interested
in what he's observing.
Okay.
He would like the feeling that we're connected and that we're participating in what he wants to do, what he's doing.
He wants you to be interested in, and what is he interested in?
Whatever is... He's interested in expressing himself, expressing his observations of what he's perceiving.
Okay, and he says, this is happening all the time.
Yeah.
When he says, this is happening all the time, what is this?
People are having afflictions. Good word.
Perfect.
Ties in with a thing from yesterday. The Vedas are not concerned about the afflictions of the world, the pain and the sorrows of the world. Remember from yesterday? Okay, so this is, people are having afflictions, and he says, this is happening all the time. Okay, what does he mean?
That people are suffering from various things.
This is happening all the time. People are suffering from various things.
They're coming, like, this guy has come down with this rash.
Okay, so look at, and then he says, look at him, and you see this rash on his hand. Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at Karna then. Okay. Yeah, not the man who's talking to me.
No, I know. You see, he says, look at him, and you see this rash on Karna's hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that...
Karna doesn't seem to care.
Well, Karna's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he's just...
He's karma.
And what about the light?
Well, there's plenty of light around him. It's not extraordinary light. I mean, it's like he's well lighted, daylight, and the two of us are in the background, slightly out of focus, and it's not as bright there at all. It's kind of half lighted.
Okay.
We're doing identity type, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
And I'm not finding anything in here.
Did you pick a number?
Yeah, we got a number.
Oh, you did.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, is he... Okay.
Well, what is it?
Is it outward directed? Because I'm looking out. Is it that simple?
It looks to me like that.
He's looking at his intuition, which would represent...
Waking state.
Waking state, so that would be outward.
There's not a woman there, so it wouldn't be inward.
Right.
Hey, tell me that again. You said, all the dreams I've had yesterday, repeat that, would you? But there's never a woman in that kind of a dream. There's always a woman in this other kind of a dream.
When the identity type is inward, then you will see emotional mind stuff.
Okay.
Dreaming state stuff in the
mammals,
dream.
Women.
Nurturing, feeding,
food.
Loving, caring, playing. All of those things will be in there.
Okay.
Okay, now in this dream, there's another guy, and then there's Karna, and there's the world. All right? But there's no going back and forth between the world and women or something like that. But I don't know this yet. I only see outward directed so far.
Okay.
But I'm not.
So we got to be careful about.
But I'm not willing to say at this point this is definitely an outward directed identity type.
Okay.
Because there might be other stuff in here that you haven't told me about yet. So far, that's all I can see. All right, so, but at the same time, this guy is trying to get you to see something that you can't see.
He seems to be trying to make a point with me. I mean, this stuff he's telling me isn't just random.
The reason I laugh, Dom, when Ram Dass talks like
this... You're
making
fun of him, I know.
No, I am. The thing that really is precious for me in working with Ram Dass is that when he's identified with his identity type, he speaks right out of the identity type.
Yeah, expressive.
Exactly what he is feeling in there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a shit how it sounds or anything like that. He just, and so I have a clear picture of exactly where he's at and what he's doing. And he doesn't confuse it by saying, no, well, I hate that plan. Well, I kind of like it. He doesn't give me any of that shit.
Right.
You know? He says, there's something I like about it and there's something I don't like about it. And you don't know where you stand with that. But you always know exactly where you stand with what he's doing. And that's valuable.
Yeah.
To me, it makes it a lot simpler.
But it's hurtful to him.
No, I don't feel any pain.
No. You should have seen what happened yesterday. He was in that identity type, and I said, well, what about that other guy? He said, he's a pain in the ass. And I said, well, how would, do you want to satisfy yourself in this lifetime, or do you want to satisfy God? Or, oh, no, I want to satisfy God. Well, if you want to satisfy God, then what did God put this guy here for? Oh, well, okay, I'll look at him, you know, and
oh, yeah, he's got a point.
And,
yeah.
then he moved over to that, and then he got into that, and he said, oh, that guy who said he's a pain in the ass, that was a real asshole, you know. and
yeah, gotcha.
Got the point?
Yeah.
You followed that. Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's great.
It is so great, Dom.
Because you've been confused by me. I've heard you say, I'm surprised that you say that when we've been doing dream work, remember?
Yeah.
So I've thrown you a curveball where Ram Dass doesn't.
Well, because he's always clear.
Yeah.
He's always clear about where he's at.
Yes.
And,
which is an expressive characteristic.
Not necessarily expressive. It's not expressive, no. It's a matter, it has nothing to do with being expressive or receptive. It has to do with, he's clear in his identity.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to have anything to do with that guy. He's a fucking pain in the ass.
Right. Right.
No. It just happened that he said that while he was in this identity type, because we were in this identity type doing a dream while he was in number four. And it worked. Usually, you have to be careful. But he was able to get into the thinking of that dream.
Okay.
Okay, so that was good.
This one's a question mark.
This thing here, I have no idea what...
We don't know this.
Okay.
I have no idea what's going on here at this point.
Okay.
At this point, it seems like it's outward directed.
Right.
Yesterday, it was clearly inward directed, because all it was a cat and his wife in the dream. So... So, now this guy is Ram Dass's intuition, Dominic. Are you looking at naked women?
No.
Okay. He has a friend who's always sending him this porno. Pornography.
Nothing personal.
He's over there watching pornography.
He's telling you what number I am at work.
Dream work.
Oh. But I get porno from everybody.
Okay.
Truck drivers.
It's the only fun they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. So this guy Ram Dass, what kind of a guy is he?
He's certainly intelligent, and he seems to be a good observer.
What does observing mean?
It's like you. He picks up lots of stuff that I don't necessarily pick up on. Just aware. And he seems to like to do that.
What does intelligent mean? You said he's intelligent.
Sensitive to his surroundings and it's kind of like it's pitched at a level of understanding that's beyond the mundane. Like he didn't say, "Hey, look, that guy's got brown shoes on," or "Hey, that guy's overweight," or he's got some idea in his head, and he wants to show it to me. He wants to share it with me.
Okay. When you consider this guy having an idea that he wants to share with you, and you say that he says, "Look at that. Look at that guy." And you look over there and you see Karna. What idea is it that causes him to direct your attention to Karna? What idea does he have?
That there is suffering in the world, and it's a shame.
Okay, now hold on a second. Now, see, I don't know whether he's telling me what he's feeling or whether he's telling me what this guy's idea is. And the reason that I'm saying that is because he's telling me they're suffering the world and that it's a shame. But the illustration that he points to of Karna being enshrouded in light with a big smile on his face and a little bit of eczema on his hand, what's the shame?
Let me go into the guy, the observer.
Okay.
I think I'm understanding what you're saying. What's he about?
Did you follow what I was doing? There's a contradiction.
Oh, yeah. What I'm picking up is... this guy is heartened by what he sees. Look, this guy's got this affliction, but look at the smile on his face. People are great. I mean, we have this power to overcome our suffering and our affliction. Look at that guy. Life is tough, but hey, look what we do.
We
transcend it. This guy remains happy. He doesn't give a damn. I mean, maybe he gives a damn, but it's not dragging him down.
Okay, so what is his idea?
His idea is that we humans are... He's inspired by how great we are as human beings in our ability to overcome our difficulties.
Okay.
That flips it around, doesn't it? Because at first I was seeing him as saying, ain't it awful? Ain't the world awful? Look at that guy. This stuff is going on all over the place.
What does it mean, the world is awful?
It's just full of pain and
pain in what?
Injustice is yet another word that came to my mind. Tribulations. And it shouldn't be that way.
So, whose needs are you concerned about? In this dream?
Well, it looks like my own. Pretty good, huh?
You are so fucking stupid, Ron. That's like... Here you are, you're saying, I think that the world is awful, that it's full of pain and it's injustice and tribulation and it shouldn't be that way. And I say, whose needs are you concerned about? And you said, I'm concerned about my own needs.
I'm not with you.
So that narrows it down to a 5 or 8.
You're concerned? No, but see, he's telling me that he's concerned with his own needs?
Yeah. It's a contradiction.
No shit.
Yeah.
Sherlock. You're the one who's saying that there's pain and suffering and tribulation and injustice and that shouldn't be in the world. And this guy's saying, hey, it's fine out there. Look, the people are doing great.
And I need to have it that way.
So whose needs are you concerned about?
The, the needs of all the people in the world.
No shit, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, but his identity type isn't.
He is his identity type.
Right, and he expressed it previously by saying, I'm worried about my needs.
He said that, Dominic, but you have to watch when somebody says something. You don't know whether it's coming from them or from their intuition.
Okay.
Because he's contradicting himself.
Yeah.
When he says, I'm concerned about my own needs, he hasn't showed me anything in this dream that shows that he's aware of his own needs.
Gotcha. Because he's been expressing the needs of the world, and everybody has afflictions, and he has focused on that.
And this guy is trying to get his attention on the fact that the world isn't as bad off as he thinks it is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's not
look, that's subtle, see?
Very subtle.
That's subtle. But Dom, I mean, I'm, and Ramdas, please, you know, I know that I'm being bad, okay? And I don't mean
I'm
to be.
I'm not taking it that way. I'm trying to understand.
Good
what's going
for you,
on.
Because
this is so subtle.
Because I am not. Whenever I say you are so fucking stupid, you know, when I do that, I'm not going after you.
Yeah.
I'm going after a fallacy in thinking inside
right.
of the mind
right.
that
yeah.
isn't you.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to do is alert you to something that's going on. I want everybody to become more able to sort through their own thoughts in their own mind.
Yes.
But you see here how people are not able to do that? And you shouldn't be trained to do that when you're 56 or when you're 75
yeah.
or 74, whatever you are. You know, we should have been taught how to do this when we were fucking little kids in school.
Yes. But it is very subtle. I mean, because I would have thought the other way.
Okay.
But once you laid this out, it makes sense that way.
Okay, but now, see, Dominic, now there's also a lot of stuff going on in this dream.
Hey, also, I'm taking it as a personal need in that I need them to thrive, to be suffering free. That's where I'm coming from on that. Or that's a way I can see it.
Okay, I need for them to thrive and to be free of their pain and affliction and tribulation. And I have this need to make sure that that happens for them. And I am going to sacrifice myself to make sure that they get what they need. And then that's how my need is going to be fulfilled.
You know, I have no feeling about I need to do anything. It's just I want, but I have no feeling of doing something about it.
I didn't get that. It didn't get to this point yet. And also, see, Dom, there's a whole lot of shit that when somebody tells you a dream, there's a whole lot that they aren't telling you.
Yeah.
And all of that needs to be ferreted out.
Yes.
And so
it's not because they're not telling you because they don't want to.
It's
because
they don't remember it.
Yeah, and it comes up as you proceed through the dream.
There's also the element of that they're hiding it from themselves. A lot of the dream is being hidden from themselves because there's...
The ego.
The ego doesn't want to know the intuition.
Gotcha.
And the ego also doesn't want to admit some of the things that it's thinking that would expose it.
Right, right.
And you see this in people, in people in the waking state, that they hide
sure.
behind this and that and the
all
other.
Of us.
Yep. Oh, okay, so now...
One of the delights I get out of being in this group is that we can be so open. Everybody goes along, hey, and it feels great.
Yes.
Right, and that there isn't any personal judgment.
Yeah, it's very freeing.
There is no personal judgment involved in this stuff.
So, Rand, when I'm doing dream work, receiving dream work, I don't get upset about that. I'm kind of have a detached way of doing it.
Yeah, I know that, and that's what I was telling Dominic that I appreciate. Because you're
so I don't care if you contradict what I'm saying. I just go, okay, let me take
or
another
call
one.
Call him stupid.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it could turn out that I'm the one who's stupid.
Yeah.
If we go here a couple of steps further.
Right.
And then he can laugh at me for being the stupid ass.
Yeah, then we pick the wrong number.
Yeah. And so
yeah, it's not stupid, though. It's just didn't see it. Just
right. Okay. And so, what this work does is it trains you to see and to perceive better. And does that make you more intelligent?
Yes.
And your life richer and
it makes
easier.
Your life richer. It makes it easier. It makes you more intelligent. It makes it
more
easier
full.
For you to live in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you easier.
Easier to connect with people and the whole bit.
And also, it makes it easier for you to make the correct decision in a moment so that you can get into the space between the thoughts where the real intelligence is.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, now the part here where I left off is we are looking at the world, and this guy is trying to get me to see something that I don't see.
Yes.
And the thing that he's trying to get me to see in the world is I'm seeing affliction and pain, and he's trying to get me to see that it isn't, that the world is not as afflicted as I see it to be, and that there are a lot of things going on in the world that are good that I can't see. All right? Is that fair?
I'm misinterpreting. I can tell. I'm misinterpreting what this guy's intention is, what he's really telling me.
You are misinterpreting it?
I've misinterpreted it. He's showing, ain't it awful. And quite the contrary, he's saying, hey, isn't it wonderful?
Okay, now here in this dream, you see, he gets you to look at a guy who you don't even want to look at. And to look at a guy who you want to be in the next county somewhere. You prefer that you never have to look at him or see him again.
And right? It's fine at a distance.
Pardon me?
It's fine at a distance, or this close if it's only, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. But now here he's pointing him out to you, this same guy.
Yeah.
And this guy has got a lot of light around him.
Yeah, more than we do in the background there.
And he's got a little bit of the eczema on his hand, but he's got a big smile on his face.
Big smile.
Because he's happy as a lark.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah, whatever's going on, he's pleased.
Okay. So now, I have a feeling at this point that your identity type is receptive. I don't know this for sure. That you're concerned about the needs of others.
Yes.
That you're seeing affliction and pain.
Yeah, it's out there
and stuff out there.
I want it to be better. Yeah.
But he's telling you that there's a lot of stuff going on out there that you don't see.
Or you see and you're ignoring. You're taking it the wrong way. You're misinterpreting. You're ignoring the smile on Karna's face. You're looking at
the... And the light around his body.
Yeah, well, it seems like ordinary daylight. It's not like the big glow.
Ordinary.
It is in contrast to where the other man and I are. It's certainly a contrast there.
When you explained it the first time, you said he had glowing light all around him.
Yeah, I didn't see it. He's just better lighted. It's normal daylight around Karna, and we're kind of in the shadows. Commenting.
Okay.
Looking.
Okay. So far it's still outward directed. So far it's to me it's receptive. However, I could be wrong. Okay, what else do you see in the world besides in this dream? Besides that the world is awful, that it's full of pain and injustice and tribulation, and that it shouldn't be that way.
Uh, I've really shifted over towards the intuition. I'm not very interested in that old point of view.
That is Come on, Ramdas. Get back
to the dream. Do I have to get back there?
Yeah, get back into the dream.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's no place to hang out.
I know, but we're working here. We're
okay, but it's not me anyway, right?
Exactly.
Okay, let's see what it's like.
Exactly.
What do you want to know?
Dream. So what the hell?
What do you want to know?
I want to know. What did I ask him, Dominic?
What else do I see? What else am I aware of?
Yeah. What else am I aware of?
Besides affliction and pain and suffering.
That the world is awful.
And unjust. And
yeah.
What else do I see besides that? Isn't that enough?
And it shouldn't be that way.
And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, now look at here.
Deal? What
okay,
do you got?
That's fine. That's fine what you just said. Let's stop there. That's what you see and you say, what else do I see? Isn't that enough? Because if he looks any further, he's going to see more of the same.
And he'll get depressed.
That's what he's saying. If I look any further, I'm going to see more of the same.
Yeah.
But this guy is...
Isn't this bad enough?
Right. And this guy is directing your attention to something that isn't that way.
Yes.
Okay, now, is this a sensation identity type that looks at this and that and the other and gives equal value to everything? No, it's not, right?
Uh-uh.
Because there are two things there, and he can't see one of them.
So that eliminates the receptive.
No, it doesn't eliminate receptive. It eliminates sensation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I seem to be very focused on karna.
But you weren't until that guy directed your attention to him.
Right.
Until he directed your attention to him, you couldn't even see him.
He wasn't in the dream yet. He wasn't in the picture yet.
Well, he wasn't in your picture yet,
right.
But he was in that guy's picture.
Well, or he came into his picture.
But you don't know that.
No, I don't know that. I'm assuming from the dream that karna was kind of walking along in front of us and and look.
Okay, that's an assumption. Let me tell you what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that this guy can see things that you can't see.
Yeah.
And that he is pointing out something. He's pointing out something to you so that you can see something that is actually already there that you're
and is uplifting.
That you're ignoring.
Yeah.
And what you're looking at is pulling you down and what he's looking at is pulling you up.
Yeah, he gives me the opportunity, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So would you call him the intuition part that is showing him something that isn't there, that would be a fusing, right?
No.
Fusing together?
Mm.
No?
No, he's observing something. And he's saying, you're looking at that, but I'm asking you to look at that. Okay, Dom?
Okay.
How do you see that he's fusing something together?
Well, that he's saying that even though it's eczema, there's something beautiful there that people overcome. And so it's something unseen, kind of.
But where do you see the
beauty is what is being fused.
Fused to with what?
Fused to another way of looking at. Another way of looking at the suffering issue.
Uh-huh.
An affliction.
Okay, that might be so, but I don't experience that.
Okay.
I'm just only hearing him say, you're looking at this, I'm saying look at that.
Okay. But you're thinking expressive, right?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking receptive.
You are.
I'm thinking receptive. I'm thinking that it's...
But it's not sensation.
Not... That it's outward directed.
Yeah.
That it's outward directed receptive, but it's not sensation. There's only two outward directed receptives, and one sensation, one's discrimination.
Right.
And if he's looking out there and he can see, for him the brightest, most attention getting light is that the world is suffering and and that there's tribulation, and that no matter where he looks, he's only going to see more of that.
Okay.
And this guy's saying, well, there's this right here. This guy, look at him. Oh, well, and he's in all of a sudden in the light. And but Dominic, still, you know, there's not enough information. There's not enough information, and it's really because I said to him, well, whose needs are you concerned about? He said, well, I'm concerned about my own needs. Well, I don't know how a guy who is seeing the suffering in all these other people.
Rand, where I was coming from on that was, if their suffering is relieved, my need for their suffering to be relieved is satisfied.
Right.
My need. I want them to be relieved.
Okay, that is part of the definition of receptive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Their needs first.
Their needs need to be satisfied, and then I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But whatever you're suffering from needs to be discovered by somebody else. A receptive,
you don't know.
As a receptive person is not going to be aware of what he's suffering from. What you perceive yourself as suffering from is the fact that everybody else is suffering. And that when their needs are satisfied, that you'll be satisfied. But you're going to satisfy their needs. Who's going to satisfy yours? You see?
Yes, yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
That in your need to have those people's needs satisfied will satisfy that one need of yours. But you have other needs, like those people have needs that they're suffering from. You have a need that you're suffering from too, that's independent of this need that you have to satisfy them. And you're waiting for somebody to show that they care about you, that they're going to discover your need and work to satisfy that need in you. And so when you go, and this is what happens with a receptive person. A receptive person satisfies the needs and needs and needs and needs and needs and needs, and nobody satisfies their needs. And they say, hey, I'm finished with this bullshit. Fuck them all. I'm out of here. Yeah. Nobody cares about me. I'm not going to care about anybody anymore either. And that's the extreme that people go to, because they go from one extreme to the other. But they still don't know how to say, hey, would you do this for me?
Because that's the intuition side.
Right.
That's the hard side to discover.
Exactly. Okay, so you got it, Dom. I think that you got it completely.
Yes. And so we're looking at Virgo here, is intuition.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Right. Because you're saying there's not enough information yet to be
definite about it. I'm a little bit wondering what else there is that we're gonna uncover here that we haven't uncovered yet. See, my habit has always been to jump to conclusions.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You get this little information, you get that information, and so on, and you got to go farther. So how is it that you can see a lot of suffering in the world, and this guy sees that there's a lot of happiness in the world? Or maybe not a lot of happiness, but you see that the world is dark and unhappy and awful, full of pain, injustice, tribulation that shouldn't be there. Namely, that needs to be removed, right? It shouldn't be there means I think that it should be removed.
Which is a self-sacrifice?
Mm-hmm. Which is a thing that where you know that it can be changed. Okay? But he isn't changing it. And this guy is saying, well, look, there's this example of light and happiness. And you see a little bit of eczema on his hand because you are still wanting to see
pain and suffering and tribulation and so on. Even in places where there isn't any. Okay, now I think this, and I don't know this is true.
There's something satisfying about that, yeah.
There's something satisfying
like
about
that. There's some other need that fulfills.
Sorry?
It's like there's some other need that fulfills to see the world suffering and da 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 da, and some righteousness or.
I'm not following you around this. I don't understand.
What I'm experiencing, Rand, is you mentioned seeing all this and wanting to see the tribulation. That's some other need.
Yeah.
Besides compassion. Some other need wants to be fulfilled. To have me continuing to see that way. Otherwise, I would let it go.
Okay.
Give me a second. Maybe I can find that need.
Okay.
It'll be clear. Why? It gives me a chance to feel empathy. And empathy feels really good.
For you to feel empathetic towards...
Yeah, it's awful. And I feel compassion and empathy.
And you like that?
That feels good, yeah.
Okay.
And if I don't keep seeing it that way, then I can't get that hit.
Okay.
That heart-opening hit.
Okay, good. Now,
does that make any sense to you?
I finally got it. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's a characteristic, I would say, of receptive.
Mm.
Now, the proof of this will be what happens to you when you see Karna.
Are you asking me to do something?
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm asking you to tell me what happens when you see Karna.
He doesn't need any empathy. He's doing fine. Shit, he's really happy.
What about the eczema on his hand?
Oh my God, it's gone. It tries to reappear and then it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually gone.
Okay, so what happened is the appearance of eczema on his hand was a reaction.
Yeah. Reinforced the way I was seeing things.
Yes, right. He's trying to get you to see that there's things in the world where what you're seeing does not exist. And you at first saw it, and then you reacted and said, no, it's there too. He's suffering also. Okay, when you realize that Karna isn't suffering and that he's living in the light, what does that do for you?
I'm delighted.
You are?
I'm delighted. I'm delighted.
Okay. And you didn't
have... I'm so glad to have this other view.
And you didn't have to do anything in order to save him from the suffering. Thank God, right? Okay, so now...
It was never my intention to do something for it.
No, I know that.
In the dream.
I know. I understand. Except when you saw the eczema.
when you see the eczema, look at the eczema again, the way that you saw it in the dream.
Okay.
And tell me what you think about the eczema on his hand. What does that indicate?
Decay.
Sorry?
Decay and ugliness.
Decay and ugliness, okay. What does that mean to you?
It's not beautiful.
What else?
It's not beautiful like healthy skin.
What else does it mean to you?
Suffering.
And what's your relationship with that suffering? Why are you the one that is aware of his suffering? Why is it that God is making you aware of his suffering?
Because he doesn't want me to suffer.
Because what?
He doesn't want me to suffer.
Because he does not want you to suffer. He wants Karna to suffer.
No. No way. He doesn't want either one of us to suffer.
Well then,
he said, get a new prescription for your glasses. Here's a new prescription for your glasses.
So who's gonna stop Karna from suffering?
Karna isn't suffering.
Karna's got eczema on his hand. It represents,
not anymore. It's gone.
No. Go back to the point where it was there.
He's still gonna take care of it himself.
Okay. In the first part of the dream, when the guy who is your intuition is driven by the idea that humans are able to overcome their difficulties, that means that you are looking at the world that is awful, which is defined as full of pain, injustice, tribulation. It shouldn't be that way. If he thinks that the world can, that humans are able to overcome their difficulties, then you must think
that they aren't.
That humans are not able to overcome their difficulties, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is his idea expressive or receptive?
Karna? Or the other guy?
Either Karna or this other guy. The guy who has the idea that humans are able to overcome their difficulties, is that an expressive or a receptive concept?
Well, my immediate reaction is I don't know how to fit it.
That's all right. What's your immediate response?
Let me get back to it.
We have a response and a reaction.
Ask the question again.
This guy in your dream, he has the idea that humans are able to overcome their difficulties. And he's driven by this. He's a good observer. He's intelligent. He picks up a lot.
He doesn't have to do anything about it.
He's sensitive to his surroundings. He has a higher level of understandings, and he's following an idea. And that the idea is that even though humans are suffering, humans are able to overcome their difficulties.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything. What do you mean? He doesn't have to do anything.
Well, they'll take care of themselves. He doesn't have to do anything.
He thinks that humans are able to overcome their difficulties. They'll take care of themselves. Is that expressive or receptive? And you said...
Oh, it's got to be expressive.
It's got to be expressive.
Yeah, those folks have to... I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, right.
They'll take care of it.
Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Here's a guy who's looking out and he's saying, oh yeah, look at all those problems. There's problems over there. There's no problem over here. There's problems here. Yeah, these people have problems. They're really able to overcome their problems. Is that expressive or receptive?
Expressive.
It's pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting more and more and more evidence that this is... That
he's in the identity type of number 7.
That he's in the identity type of a number that is receptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is most likely outward directed.
Yeah.
But if he's outward directed number seven, then the opposite is inward directed number one.
Right.
But he's looking at the outside world too, in the dream.
Right. Outward directed will.
Well, so he.
Oh yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah, but see, the thing is which one of these is causing the other one to look into the outside world?
Because the nature of number one is inward directed will.
I know. But see, I don't know whether that guy is directing, see, because he's telling him that there are things in the outside world that he can't see. And he's saying, look at that. And he points out something in the outside world that he can't see, which means to me that if he is outward directed, that it's outward directed discrimination, that there are things that he's focused on and some things that he can't see because they're outside of his realm of focus.
Right.
But it could also be that he's inward directed and imagining an outside world that is suffering. And this guy is trying to get his attention onto something in the outside world that is not what he imagines it to be.
Oh, so you're reversing the roles. There's a possibility of him being the Virgo and the man, the Karna, being the receptive.
Of him, he's definitely receptive. The other guy is expressive. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm reversing the role of outward directed. Maybe he's not the one who's outward directed. Maybe the other guy is outward directed.
Right.
Because there's something in the outside world that he's trying to get him to see. And he's looking into darkness. And when he looks over to this thing that this guy's pointing out, he can actually see light. Okay? But that's subtle.
Yeah.
That's subtle.
How do you determine?
We don't have enough information yet.
How do you determine where the identity type is? Which one?
Well, the identity type is him.
Yes.
And the other guy is the intuition. That's clear. We know that for sure.
Right.
He's not misidentified. We never identify with our intuition. We can't.
Right. But still identifying the identity type out of all this.
You're saying
there's a possibility that it could be the role reversal.
That he's in
number one.
I don't think that he's number one. I don't think there's any way that he's number one. You know why?
Why?
Because why do you think he could be number one? We have determined that he's a receptive and that the other guy's expressive, haven't we?
Yeah.
So if he's a receptive and the other guy's expressive, we don't know that for sure. But if this is the case, then he has to be either number two or number three if he's inward directed. Or he has to be number 10 or 11 if he's bidirectional.
Oh, you lost me.
He can't be number one.
Because
he's receptive.
Yeah. You were saying that Karna could be receptive. By being inward directed.
Karna isn't inward. Karna is not looking. Karna is not, we don't know anything about Karna except that he's standing in this lighted place and that he has a little eczema on his hand.
Yeah.
And that he looks bright. But we do know about this guy who's showing him the outside world. And he's teaching him how to look.
I thought Karna was the one teaching him how to look.
I and another man are together, and the other man is saying, this is happening all the time. Well, what is happening all the time? We don't know. And he says, and Ram Dass says, we're just looking at the world. we're like sitting in a cafe and watching the world go, watching the people go by. Are you sitting in a cafe? No, I mean it metaphorically. We're just watching the world go by. And so that they have no connection with the world except that they're just observing it going by. And what Ramdas is observing is that the world is awful. And I said, well, what does awful mean? And he said that it's full of pain, injustice, and tribulation, and it shouldn't be that way. And this other guy is saying, well, that's what you see. But look at this. I can't remember how you said that. He says, look at him. And he looks over at him, and here's this guy standing in light. And he looks happy. He's got a smile on his face. He's got a little eczema on his hand. Okay? So what I'm aware of is that this guy is seeing something completely differently than what he's seeing.
Yeah.
And that this guy is sort of looking in the dark, and this other guy is looking in the light.
Right.
So that this guy could be inward directed, or he just could be looking at the dark side of the world. I don't know that yet.
Okay, but since Karna is a male figure, that would be waking state outward directed.
Karna, this other guy is his intuition. Is Ramdas's intuition, and Karna is also his intuition.
Yes.
Both of those guys represent the intuition.
Okay.
But Karna isn't, we don't know which way he's looking. We can't say, is he outward directed or inward directed? From Ramdas's perspective, we don't know that either.
Right.
Because what he's doing is he's looking at the world. But is he looking at the world as he sees it inside of himself? Or is he looking in the world as he sees it out there? I don't know that at this point.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to get that down here. Oh Jesus! It's already. I listened to that.
We got the other one.
While you do that, I'm going to take that to you.
Okay. I won't talk until you get back.
Impossible.
Let me put this on a freaking hold. Hold! Why is it recording still? God.